Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, September the 22nd of 2020. And I'm your host, as usual, this evening. I'm your host, the Miracle Man. Of course, I wanted to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show. And the reason we're called the Miracle Man Show is because we believe in, of course, miracles that come from the Almighty God. Amen. And, of course, I want to thank you for joining us here on officially the first day of fall. Although here in Michigan, it does not feel like fall today. As far as this afternoon and the next few days, it's supposed to be, it got into the 70s today, it's supposed to stay in the upper 70s to around 84 the next several days. So, as they say, enjoy it while it lasts, because it won't be here for long, because offer expires soon. If you've ever heard these commercials where it'll say offer expires on dot date, only this one cannot say that, because it's not quite yet known the day that'll be the last day where it'll be like 70 degrees or warmer for the whole year. So that's why I just said, you know, offer expires soon, rather than exactly what date. Because today I was talking about some of these commercials from back in the day of 2000. I mean, of around the early to mid 2000s, and even back to the 1990s, I guess, when I was, you know, I wasn't really following the commercials too much in the 90s, unless they had to do with things for kids. But back then, those commercials were, some of them were just crazy. Like what they would do to get you to come in. Like these mattress commercials. Every king and queen and king-sized bed. No reasonable offer will be refused. Interest-free for 6 months. Remember those, Megan?
No, I don't.
I do. Those outdoor, those art van commercials, you used to hear them on the radio. They were vicious. And the Chevy commercials. I was just saying, the commercials now, some of them are still, you know, powerful in that, but they're not, in my mind, some of them, they're not quite the same as they were. They don't have that same kind of power to them. Earlier today I was trying to watch this rally, you know, a speech that the president gave last night. Every 3 minutes, interrupted by an ad. So what's the Miracle Man doing? Every time there's a dislike button on the ad, I push it, hoping it'll make all the ads go away. But no. Maybe I'll try liking it, and maybe then it'll go away. Because those commercials, it'd be different if those commercials were super powerful like the ones back in the day used to be. they were quite the same. But mind you, of course, it was a different platform because, you know, YouTube on the phone is different from the radio commercials, and some of them might be the and generally, from what I've noticed, they're not the same ads. They're not. But I was just being funny about the weather thing. That's why I said offer expires on a date to be determined. not tomorrow. And of course, you've heard the message before. Megan Rutt says this offer may be revoked at any time. Have you seen that?
I think so.
Yeah, I've heard it. I had heard it a few times, even back in the day, even for like those Ditech commercials. You don't remember those, do you?
No.
Because even in like 02, 03, you would have been like 6, 7. But then again, like I was saying, just setting a note, being I've, you know, wanted to be a broadcaster for since the late 2000s. That's kind of how I knew about some of these ads dating back to the mainly the early 2000s, and even some prior to that. But nonetheless, tonight, when we open the Word, I wanted to teach on this. Jesus, the healer. Actually, I'm going to title it this way. Jesus is the healer. And I know experts, they sit there and they do their talk and they're like, we don't know. They all make it sound like, yeah, that is what we think the virus is going to do in the fall. And they've all been concerned for months about, yeah, we could be dealing with two crises at the same time. You know, the corona and the flu season. But God's on our side. And I'm going to show you tonight that there really is a healing Jesus. And so that's what we're going to be dealing with tonight is, you know, different healings that we saw Jesus do. And I'll be reading from the book of Matthew tonight, and obviously he healed leprosy, and that's as far as I'm going to get on it right this minute, because I'll be explaining some things, you know, after we read because that's part of my preaching. And so, of course, I like to read, you know, as I read, and then I like to teach, give you some notes, and explain, you know, what I read you and stuff. So it's going to be a good night in the Word. Also, a brief sports update tonight, as I have an NFL score to give you from last night. And then, of course, tomorrow night will be our big Football Central, where I'll pick these games plus a bonus. And I've decided that I need to look at the SEC schedule for this weekend. And whatever I think has the potential to be the best game this weekend out of that conference, that will be the game I will pick this weekend for college. As for right now, it'll be that or the Big 12 or whatever. Until the 24th of October, some weekends there might be a college football pick, others there might not. Depends on there's an important or really interesting game to pick from. But then when we start getting to having college football back in the Big Ten, then, of course, I'll be giving you my Michigan picks and my MSU picks. All righty. And, of course, you guys are so awesome. And I just want to thank you guys for those of you who have stayed with me the last 3 years, you know, through the good, through the not as good. You guys have always been there, those of you who have been here the whole time. And for those of you who are new, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. And the reason, well, a big reason that I give you this broadcast every night that I do it, I do it to be, partly to be a voice of hope, because I want to encourage you, listeners, as much as possible. And I want you to know, listeners, and it's important that you know this. God's on your side. No matter what it is you're dealing with in your life, God is there. He's fighting for you. God wants to bless you. God wants to do a miracle for you. He's got a miracle waiting for you. You just have to be ready. You have to be expecting it. Ask him for a miracle. Get ready to receive it. You have to be, of course, expecting it. If you don't have your expector on, then you won't be receiving the things that you're wanting from the Lord, because you're not expecting him to do those things. You're not expecting him to move. And obviously we should be expecting him to move. I expect the Lord to move in my life. I hope, listeners, that you're expecting him to move. And whatever God has for me, I'm desperate for it. I really want it. I'm ready to receive it. And I'm hungry for it. Listeners, if I made you hungry for dinner at all, I'm sorry. I'm talking about miracles, not food. But you just got to be expecting God to move. Don't just say, oh, we need it. We need it. We need it. We need it. We're desperate. We're But then be like, I don't know if he's going to do it or not. Because the I don't know if he's going to do it or not, that sounds a lot to me like someone who's about to give up on God. And I don't know about you, but I'm not giving up. I know it's been a long time, and I'm ready to receive my sight. I'm not giving up on him. I'm still expecting. I'm still believing. And whenever I've felt like, you know, just giving up on him, uh, And that's only happened to me a couple times that I felt like it, literally only a couple. But whenever it's happened, I just have to, you know, remember, you know, God's on my side. Don't give up. And keep my expectation high. Keep my expectation on the Lord. And just keep expecting that miracle. And expecting that God is going to do these great things in your life. Because I find the more that I keep my expectations high, the less apt I am to just say, Uncle, I give up. And so, you know, you just gotta keep believing. And you can't just give up hope. You gotta And I just felt like supposed to encourage you a little bit on that right there. And by the way, it doesn't matter what that miracle is that you're believing for. Maybe it's it could be something in your finances, could be something in your body, could be something in your mind, could be something with your business. It could be something with, you know, a bunch of different areas of your life. It could be all of these at once. That you're believing for. And instead of just saying, we need him to move. We want God to move. You got to have that expectation in your spirit. That expectation. Like true expectation. True expectation is not, well, I guess he's going to, but I don't know. That's not expectation. That's a guess. And if you're really expecting, you could even hear confession. The Lord is going to move mightily on my behalf. And I will receive what I am believing for. Or this. Here's a good one. Rod Parsley used to say this a lot back in the day. It's my time for my thing from my God. It's my time for my thing, for my God. I pray, listeners, that you really believe that, because I do. I believe that. I firmly believe that. And you say, well, listen, and some of your listeners who might have followed him back in the day might have said, well, Miracle Man, that was from like, just a little over 20 years ago. Well, I'm trying to find a place where the Word of God has an expiration date and I can't find it. I never saw the videos where he said that until 2 years ago. Oh, yes, it's my time for my thing from my God. Yes. Just picture yourself with that thing, that miracle, whatever it is that you're believing for. Picture that thing. That new business is yours. That new house is yours. Your body healed. Your children, your prodigal son back, or daughter back serving the Lord. Whatever that thing, that relative saved, whatever that thing is. Sweet Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Yes, Lord Jesus. In case you were wondering, no, I was not off on a rabbit trail. And obviously I've heard of rabbit trails. I'm sure I've gotten on them a couple times before, but that was not one, because I felt like the Spirit wanted me to go there. And when I did, when I got quiet like that, when I got quiet like that right there for a minute, it wasn't like, oh, he doesn't know what to say. What that was there is sometimes when the presence of God comes, you just gotta roll with it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kole shake mahodri mana manashina. Lena namana namana. Come on, if you're somewhere where you can, just lift your hands up to the Lord and just thank him. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord 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 Jesus. How we love you, Jesus. Oh, how we bless your holy name. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You, usually, sometimes I'll take care of some business before, you know, we get into singing in the Word, but feel like tonight I'm going to do that at the end instead, because I don't want to lose this anointing that is here right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sing a couple songs. So we're going to worship the Lord a little bit, and then we're going to go into our Word. We're going to study for a bit. And then we'll go from there. We'll see what else the Lord has. The one who made the blind to see is moving here in front of of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear, he's silencing my every fear, silencing my every fear. I believe in you, I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you, I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. The one who does impossible is reaching out to make me whole, reaching out to make me whole. The one who put death in its place, his life is flowing through my veins. His life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles, Lord. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Oh, Lord. The God who was and is to come, the power of the risen one, the God who brings the dead to life, you're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. The God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come is the power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles, Lord. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles, Lord. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Yes, Lord, we worship you. Praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. freedom is here. And I believe it. Healing is here. Your healing is here. Yes, my healing is here. And I receive it. I lift my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. Yes, it is, Lord. Freedom is here. And I believe it. Oh, Lord, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Yes, you are, sweet Jesus. Jesus is here. Oh, and I believe it. Deliverance is here. Deliverance is here. Yes. Deliverance is here, oh Lord, and I believe it. Miracles are here. Miracles are here. Yes, Lord. Miracles are here, and I believe it. Yes, Lord, I reach my hand to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you. My rock, my healer, I trust in you. I lift my hands to the heavens. I lift my eye where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Sing this. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power. And it is your will that my life is healed. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. Yes, Lord, you are the God of all power. And it is your will that my life is healed. Sickness can't stay any longer. No, no. Your perfect love is casting out fear. Yes, Lord, you are the God of all power. And it is your will that my life is healed. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear, Lord. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. I lift my hand to the heavens. I look my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. I lift my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Healing is here. Healing is here. Yes, it is. Healing is here. Oh, I believe it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your power, that your hand is on our life. You go before us, and you go behind us, and you hem us in, and you just strengthen us. And you made us to be strong and not weak, to live and not die, to be healthy and not sick, to go to heaven and not go to hell. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are moving on the inside of us. Thank you that for your healing power in our bodies. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are going to be healed and whole in our bodies. And I speak to every system of our bodies to be normal. Every reading, all blood pressure, all blood sugar, diabetes is gone. Heart disease is gone. Corona is gone. I rebuke these flus and colds and these other things. And cancer, die in the name of Jesus. And our bodies are going to work the way you designed them to work. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And I make my and I thank you, Lord Jesus, that these listeners will receive what you have for them this evening. And even if it's not necessarily healing, whatever it is that you have for them, that you want them to receive tonight, that word from you. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word will come to pass in our lives this evening. And that they would have a heart, they have hearts to receive, ears to hear, and they're ready to put this word into practice. In Jesus, smash listening. And Lord, I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners are coming into this program. I say that finances are coming into this program. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that increases in listenership are coming into this program. And most importantly of all, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this huge harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Matthew, chapter 8. Well, your turn in there. Say this with me. This is my Bible. It's more than a history book to me. It's more than a storybook to me. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 8. I did that because I believe we can have the fruit of our lips. That's why confession is important. Sorry about that. I'm just checking something. Liz said we're going to Matthew 8. We're going to begin with verse 1. When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him, and a man with leprosy came and knelt before him, and he said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand, and he touched the man. I am willing, he said. Be clean. His leprosy was gone in 6 months. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's not in there, is it? Nope. Try that again. And then Jesus said to the man, I am willing. He said, be clean. Immediately, he was cleansed of his leprosy, immediately. Then Jesus said to him, see that you do not tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Verse 5. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home, paralyzed, and in terrible suffering. Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. Just speak the word. Just speak the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, he goes. And to that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard this, he was astonished, and he said to those following him, I tell you the truth. I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness. For there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, it will be done just as you believed it would. And the servant was healed at that very hour. Verse 14 now. And when Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she got up, and she began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all of the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and he carried our diseases. Let's go down to verse 28. And when he arrived at the other side in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. And they were so violent that no one could pass that way. "What do you want with us, Son of God?" they shouted. "Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?" Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." He said to them, "Go." They came out, they went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and drowned in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off, went into the town and reported all this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed man. Then the whole town went out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. Then we'll read the paralytic story and then we'll talk to you about this. Chapter 9. Jesus stepped into a boat, crossed over, came to his own town. Some men brought to him a paralytic lying on a mat. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son. Your sins are forgiven." At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming. Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your heart? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralytic, "Get up, take your mat, and go home." And the man got up and went home. And when the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe. And they praised God who had given such authority to men. So, first off, you have this man who has leprosy. And leprosy is not only is it very lethal, it kills many of the people who catch it. It is extremely contagious. It is so contagious that they actually had leper colonies. And if someone has leprosy and they were by any chance, for whatever reason, out in the community, and they were anywhere near the public. Now, of course, back then they wouldn't have been, you know, at Walmart's, at Costco, at the, you know, the restaurant, at the whatever. They might have just been going by on the street. In their car, I mean, in their, on their, you know, on their chariot. Where did you go? Oh, I mean, they were in their chair. They were in their, I mean, the listeners, like, they could have been in their chariots. They could have been anywhere. And if they went by someone who had leprosy, if someone came by who had leprosy, they were supposed to yell out, "Leprosy! Leper, stay away from me. You'll get leprosy." That's what they were supposed to cry out. But instead, this guy called out, "Lord, if you are willing, make me clean." And there's a ton of people out there, and they're not distancing. They're not wearing a mask. But this guy had leprosy. Like I said, he was in his colony. Somehow he left the colony and came to get healed. Because honestly, he thought for sure, "I'm going to get healed." Oh, right now, people would be so angry right now at this guy. They'd be like, "Oh, you spreading this leprosy. You know what? I'm taking you out." Yeah, that's how people are treating the Rona right now, you know. That's the way they're treating the Rona. And they'd be like, "How dare you go to, if you go to, la, 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 if you go to that rally, you better get it. You better get a test." Oh, I saw people on my Facebook last week. Not on my page specifically, but on social media. People have been around here, and they were saying, a couple of them were saying, "Those of you who went to that, you know, Trump rally a couple weeks ago, you better go get tested." I'm like, over. But so this leprosy guy, the leper said, "Lord, if you are willing, make me clean." And Jesus said, "I'm willing, be clean." And then instantly, the leprosy left him. Not in a few weeks, not in a 14-day incubation period. Nope, he was healed right away. And then Jesus told him, "Go show yourself to the priest and do the things that Moses commanded you." And so he went and did the stuff that Moses commanded him to do. Because Jesus gave him instructions, you know, on what to do. Many times when Jesus healed someone, he gave instructions on what to do. Like, he was basically saying in this case, if you go show yourself to the priest, then you can, then you'll stay healed, basically. Now, let's talk about, let's talk about the centurion. So the centurion is in the crowd, and he basically says, my servant is at home, sick, severely suffering. He's paralyzed. He's severely suffering. It said, of course, in my version, it says terribly, but in my mind, I would always say severely. And I'm not even a medical profession person. I just feel like in my mind, I would just call it severely. And so Jesus says, I'm coming. But then the centurion had such humility. Of course, the centurion says, I don't deserve to have you come into my house. Speak the word, and I'll be healed. And then the guy admits, you know, he's a man under authority. Come, and he comes, go, and he goes. Do this, he does it. He speaks the word over that guy. Jesus just speaks that word of God under that man. And he basically tells him, go home, and you'll find your servant healed. And then the servant ends up getting healed on that very hour. You see, this time, too, he was given an instruction. This guy was given an instruction. Go home, and you'll find your servant healed. And then at the end of that, it says, that's where we get the verse from that says, therefore, he took up our infirmities and he bore our diseases. He bore our diseases. He carried them. That doesn't mean he caught it and he tested positive or he didn't feel well or whatever. Jesus paid the price at Calvary so we didn't have to be sick. All right. And then Jesus goes and heals Peter's mother-in-law of a fever. Again, right now, someone with a fever, you touch them, they tell someone about it, chances are that person might scream at you and be like, do you know they might have corona? And they want to turn in each other, all because someone tried to. I mean, it's crazy to what extent now people will turn each other in. Isn't it, Megan? They'll just turn each other in over, like, the craziest things, like that have to do with COVID or whatever. It's just wild. They're just turning each other in. Do you know that God would have corona? That's what happened to Jesus now if he was on the earth doing that. He'd be being told off by all these people, by the CDC. He'd possibly get turned into the FBI, the Attorney General, and the governor. Chances are that's what would happen too, huh?
Yeah.
Basically, that's what would happen. And basically, they have people being told, go snitch on them. Or it's like, when I think of it, as, you know, snitches get stitches. Well, anyhow, but he goes and he heals her, and there's no fuss about it. Then he heals, goes to evil, these two demon-possessed men, and they're screaming, you know, what do you want with us? I beg of you, don't fortress. And what they, and obviously, by this point, these demons have overtaken these men. And these men are so violent that no one can go past by that way. Because two men are so violent that they could just, that anyone going by would just be swung at, be kicked, be whatever. You know, and then Jesus heals him of those, and then the demons end up getting sent out into the herd of swine. They go down the steep bank into the lake, die in the water. And then Luke goes into even further detail of the story. And in the Luke version, it mentions how they see these people, they see this demon-possessed person dressed and in his right mind. And instead of people being like, hey, now he's sane, now he's normal, he looks so much better. Thank you, Jesus. Instead, they were afraid. They were afraid. They couldn't believe what they had seen. Which makes me wonder almost what was up with some of those people. And then in the early part of chapter 9, we had paralytic who was brought to Jesus on a mat. Mind you, this is a different paralytic from the one who was brought in from what I like to call the crazy crew. That they were brought in via the roof because the church was full. You know, they brought him up through the roof, lowered the mat down right in front of Jesus, and then that guy probably feels like he might have been on a ride at Cedar Point, you know, depending on how high that roof was. Praise the Lord, we're back on. I am sorry about that. Sometimes technology just decides, for whatever silly reason, that it wants to disconnect you, and you don't know why it wants to do it. So, we're going to try this part of it again. So, in chapter 9 of Matthew, near the start of it, there's this paralytic brought to Jesus on a mat. Now, this is outside. This is different from the one in which he's brought in by the crazy crew, where the crazy crew, they see that the church is full, can't get in, even through the door. So they lower him via the mat, via the roof. Put a hole in the roof, bring him up there, put him down, right in front of Jesus, mind you. And Jesus heals him. And this guy is, you know, gets his healing out there. And everyone's all amazed. And there's this, like I said, this church is slam-packed. Can't fit any more people in there. But they find room to get him right in front of Jesus. And doesn't say what part of the service he was in. He might have been doing the healing line. He might have been preaching. He might have been. But it's at this, it's actually in the synagogue, but I was saying like it was like church, like he's in there, you know, having a service. But then in the story of this paralyzed man, paralytic in chapter 9, he's brought by a couple of people. He's lying on his mat. And then he talks to the guy and he says he wants to be healed. And then he says to the guy, you know, be healed. He says, your sins are forgiven. And then, you know, Pharisees, you know, the teachers of the law and Sadducees, which is always sad, you see. Every time I bring it up, you know, sad, you see. Sad, you see. They are standing there, and they're all like, Jesus, Master, is it easier to say? They're like, you know, this guy's sick. He's not. And then they said, Jesus asks them, which is easier to say, you know, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise up and walk? And it says, therefore, only Jesus has the power on earth to forgive sins. And then he says to the man, verily I say to you, get up, take your mat, go home. Picks it up, and home he goes. And then that's the end of it, as far as, you know, that guy, he gets healed right there on the spot. And he tells him, you know, I'll do this. And then he ends up doing it as he, you know, was told by Jesus. I just think of the faith of that centurion. And even Jesus said, you know, Jesus even said to the centurion, I've never met anyone with such great faith as the centurion has. I've never met anyone like this. And he was like so happy with him. And so he was like just telling him everything. And he was all looking for it, and he was just, Jesus was looking at him, and he's like, well, look at it. Look at this. Look at this. And then Jesus But anyhow, oh no. What do they want now? But anyhow, Jesus was talking to them, and they, to know, you know, I've never seen such great space. I've never seen it. And he just congratulates him, and then he tells him, go home and find your servant, well, at home. And he will be, you know, healed and delivered. He'll be healed, delivered, set free, and all that good stuff. Yeah, what do they want now? Oh, no, really, Mom? Oh. Oh, no. Oh. Oh, no. No, it's not good. But anyhow, now I think of, you know, some of these great healing verses, and one that I think of that we even found in Matthew tonight, and that was he took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. Another one that I want to mention is where God said, I am the God who healeth thee. I am the God, your healer. And he said, I'm the God, your healer. That's what he said. I am the God, your healer. He actually said that. I mean, I know he did. But anyhow, no. Oh, no. What now? Oh, really? What's wrong now? Oh, what do they want? And they, and another one I think of is that 2 Peter 2:24, where Jesus said, where that verse says, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. With his stripes, by his stripes, we are healed. I'm saying it again. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And with his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. I just think about that. And those are just powerful verses. They really are powerful. And I love all of them. And he even says, you know, I sent my word and healed your disease. I sent my word, healed your disease. I am the God, your healer. And I love it, that verse, because it just speaks volumes to me all the time. And no matter what it is, and so I'm just so grateful that we know that Jesus is our healer. And sometimes, a thing I want to deal with about this right now is sometimes Jesus uses the recovery system. Other times, he does instant miracles. You never know. And why you don't always get your miracle right when you think you're going to, I don't know. And I don't just mean it like this weak little, I don't know. We don't know. We don't know. And I was being, oh, really? What now? She really makes me wonder. My mom really makes me wonder sometimes. Oh no. But I thank God that he's on my side, that he's always there for me, regardless. And he just, you know, moving on our behalf, and that he's just fighting for us, that he's pushing back the darkness, that he's lighting up his kingdom that can't be shaken. Of course, the enemy is defeated once and for all. And I just thank the Lord that he would have his way in us. And I just think about the power of God in us. And I'm just so grateful that we serve a healing God. And obviously you want to be expecting that he's going to give you that miracle that you've been believing him for. And I've been believing God for it for many years. And like I said, I haven't given up on it yet. And I'm not going to give up on it either. And I believe that he's going to move mightily on my behalf. I really do believe that fully. I firmly believe it. I really do. I firmly believe it. Heavenly Father, I thank you that your hand is on our life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your healing power working, moving mightily in us, through us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You heal our bodies, that you strengthen our bodies, and that you just would just make us whole and give us divine health. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we would do your word and not just be hearers of it. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done and what you're going to do in us, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, in terms of sports, the Saints lost to the now the L.A. Raiders, 34-24, last night in Monday Night Football. And Breeze, it is becoming evident that Breeze is going to retire very soon. It's unknown if it'll be at the end of this year or later on, but sounds like it's looking like he'll probably stay a Saint to the end of his career, as he was a great quarterback there in New Orleans, and really was a good player on that team. He's done a lot of great things. All right. Until tomorrow night. But anyhow, so now a couple more things. One is that the Big Ten still has not released their schedule for the Big Ten, just that it'll start on the 24th of October. That's all they released as of right now. It is unknown as to when Michigan would play that team to the south or when they would play Michigan State. It's not known yet. And then we'll just have to see when it comes out. Sources are saying that the Astros may be ready, that Justin Verlander might be heading into free agency, that Verlander might be heading into free agency as he is currently out due to Tommy John surgery. And, of course, Tommy John surgery is a rough thing. And so hopefully he could maybe come back to Detroit. And so tomorrow night, God first, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.